This is the Sakar Murli of 17th of April, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, this spiritual hospital makes you ever healthy for half a cycle. Sit here in soul consciousness. Question. What direction should your intellects remember whilst you carry on with your business, etc.? Answer. The Father's direction is, you must not remember any corporeal or subtle beings. Only when you have remembrance of the One Father will your sins be absolved. None of you can say that you don't have time for this. Whilst doing everything, you can stay in remembrance. Om Shanti. The Father says good morning to you sweetest spiritual children. After good morning has been said, you children are told to remember the Father. You call out, O Purifier, come and purify us. So the Father first of all says, remember the spiritual Father. The spiritual Father of all is just the One. A father is never considered to be omnipresent. So children, first of all, remember the Father as much as possible. Do not remember any corporeal or subtle beings, only remember the One Father. This is very easy. People say that they are busy and that they don't have time. However, you always have time for this. The Father shows you the method for it. You also know that it is only by remembering the Father that your sins will be burnt away. This is the main thing. No one forbids you to carry on with your business. Whilst doing all of that, simply remember the Father so that your sins can be absolved. You understand that you are impure. Sages, holy men, rishis and munis all make spiritual endeavour. One makes spiritual endeavour in order to meet God. Until you have his introduction, you cannot meet him. You know that no one in the world has the Father's introduction. Everyone has the introduction of the bodies. One quickly has the introduction of anything large. It is only when the Father comes that he explains to you the introduction of souls. There are two things, the soul and the body. Each soul is a star and is very subtle. No one can see it. When you come and sit here, you have to sit in soul consciousness. This is also a hospital. It is the hospital where you become ever healthy for half a cycle. Souls are imperishable, they are never destroyed. A whole part is in each soul. The soul says, I can never be destroyed. All of these souls are imperishable. Bodies are perishable. It is now in your intellects that you souls are imperishable and that you take 84 births and that this is in the drama. You also know which founders of religions come at which time and how many births they take. The 84 births that are remembered must definitely be of one religion. They cannot be for everyone. Not all the religions come at the same time. Why should we sit and calculate anything about others? We know that so-and-so comes at such and such a time to establish a religion. There is then the expansion of that. Everyone has to become Sattva-pradhan from Tamo-pradhan. When the world is Tamo-pradhan, it is then that the Father comes and makes it into the Sattva-pradhan golden age. You children now know that you, the people of Barad, will come and rule in the new world. There won't be any other religions there. Amongst you children too, those who are to claim a high status will make greater effort to stay in remembrance, and they will also write their news. Baba, I stay in remembrance for this long. Due to being ashamed, some don't write their news at all. They wonder what Baba would say. However, Baba still knows. A teacher at school would tell the students, if you don't study, you will fail. Physical parents also understand this from how much their children study. This is a very big school. Here you are not made to sit number-wise. Your intellects understand that it is number-wise. Baba is now sending some good children to other places. When they go somewhere else, others then write, we want a Maharati. So it is definitely understood that they are cleverer and better known than they are themselves. It is number-wise. At exhibitions, many types of people come, so there should also be guides standing there to check them. Those who greet the people would come to know what type of people have come, so that one should then signal to the ones explaining, you can explain to these people. You can understand that there are those of the first grade, the second grade, and the third grade. You have to serve everyone there. When an important person comes, everyone definitely offers him a lot of hospitality. This is a rule. The father or the teacher praises children in class. This is also special hospitality. The children who glorify the name are given special hospitality and praised. To say that so-and-so is wealthy and religious-minded is also praising him. You now know that the highest on high is God. People say that he truly is the highest on high, but when you ask them to tell you his biography, they say that he is omnipresent. They completely put him down. You can now explain that the highest on high is God and that he is the resident of the supreme abode, whereas the deities are in the subtle region. Here there are human beings. So the highest on high is God, the incorporeal. You now know that you were like diamonds, and that you have now become like shells, and so you have shown God to be even lower than yourselves. You don't even recognize him. You people of Barad receive that recognition, and then that recognition decreases. You now continue to give everyone recognition of the Father. Many will receive the Father's recognition. Your main pictures are the Trimurti, the cycle, and the tree. There is so much enlightenment in them. Anyone would say that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the Golden Age. Okay, so what was there before the Golden Age? Only at this time do you know this. It is now the end of the Iron Age, and it is the rule of people over people. There are no kingdoms now. There is so much difference. There were kings at the beginning of the Golden Age, and there are kings now in the Iron Age too, although none of them are pure. Some of them simply buy those titles. No one is a real Maharaja. They simply buy the title. For instance, there are the Maharajas of Patiala, Jodhpur, Bikaner, etc. they mention those names. Those names have continued eternally. At first there were pure emperors, and there are now impure ones. The words kings, emperors, continue. You would say of Lakshmi and Narayan that they were the masters of the Golden Age. Who claimed the kingdom? You now know how the kingdom is being established. The father says, I am now teaching you for 21 births. Those people study and become barristers, etc., in the same birth. You are studying at this time and will become emperors and empresses in the future. According to the drama plan, a new world is being established. It is now an old world. Although there are very good big palaces, no one has the power to build palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. In the Golden Age, they used to build all the palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. It doesn't take long to build them. Here too, when an earthquake takes place, they employ many contractors and they rebuild a whole city within a couple of years. It took perhaps 8 to 10 years to build New Delhi. But there is a difference between the labourers here and the labourers there. Nowadays they continue to invent new things. The science of construction has so much force. They can get everything ready-made and flats are built very quickly. They build them very quickly here, and so all of this will be useful there. All of this will go with you. Those sanskars will still remain. Even the sanskars of science will go with you. So the father now continues to explain to you. If you want to become pure, remember the father. The father says, good morning, and then also teaches you. Children, are you sitting in remembrance of the Father? Whilst walking and moving around, remember the Father, because you have burdens of many births on your heads. You take 84 births whilst coming down the ladder. Now there is the ascending stage in one birth. The more you continue to remember the Father, the more happiness you will have, and you will also receive strength. There are many children who are placed in the foremost numbers, but they don't stay in remembrance at all. Although they are clever in this knowledge, they aren't on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father praises you, children. This one is also number one, and so he must definitely be making effort. You must always think that it is Shiv Baba who is explaining to you, and then your intellect yoga will remain connected there. This one must also be studying. Nevertheless, he still says, remember Baba. These pictures are for explaining to anyone. The incorporeal one is called God. He comes and adopts this body. The children of the one God are all souls, brothers. They are now present in their bodies. They are all immortal images. This body is the throne of an immortal image, the soul. An immortal throne is not anything in particular. This is the throne of an immortal image. Each soul resides in the center of a forehead. That is called an immortal throne. It is the immortal throne of the immortal image. All souls are immortal. They are very subtle. The Father is incorporeal. From where would he bring his throne? The Father says, this is my throne too. I come and take this throne on loan. I come and sit on the immortal throne of this ordinary old body of Brahma. You now know that these are thrones of all souls. This only refers to human beings. It does not apply to animals. Human beings have become worse than animals, and they should at least reform themselves first. When people ask you about animals, tell them, first of all, reform yourself at least. In the Golden Age, even the animals are very good and first class. There won't be any rubbish, etc. there. If pigeons were to leave their droppings in the king's palace, there would be a fine. There won't be any rubbish there at all. There they are very careful. They remain on guard so that no animals can ever push their way in. There is a lot of cleanliness there. There is also so much cleanliness in the Lakshmi and Narayan temple. They even show a pigeon in the Shankar and Parvati temple. So they must definitely spoil the temples too. They have written many such tall stories in the scriptures. The father now explains to you children. However, there are only a few who can imbibe it. The rest don't understand anything. The father explains to you children with so much love. Children become very, very sweet. Let jewels constantly emerge from your lips. You are Rup and Basant. Stones should not emerge from your lips. The soul is praised. The soul says, I am a president. I am so and so. This is the name of my body. Okay, whose children are the souls? The one supreme soul. So you must definitely receive the inheritance from him. So how could he be omnipresent? You now understand that you too didn't know anything previously. Your intellects have now opened so much. When you go to any temples now, you understand that all of those pictures are false. Can there be anyone with 10 arms or with an elephant's trunk, as in the pictures? All of that is the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. In fact, there should be devotion of only one Shiv Baba, who is the bestower of salvation for all. It is in your intellects that Lakshmi and Narayan take 84 births. Then the Highest on High Father comes and grants salvation to everyone. There is no one higher than him. Amongst you too, you are able to imbibe the things of this knowledge, number wise. If someone is unable to imbibe them, of what use is that one? Instead of becoming sticks for the blind, some even become blind themselves. If a cow doesn't give milk, they keep it locked in a cowshed. Here too, some are unable to give any milk of this knowledge. There are many who don't make any effort at all. They don't understand that they should at least benefit someone. They don't have any concern for their own fortune. They are simply happy with whatever they receive. The father would say, it is not in that one's fortune. One should make effort to receive salvation. You have to become soul conscious. The Father is the Highest on High, and yet look how he enters an impure body in this impure world. He is invited to come into this impure world. When Ravan has made you all totally corrupt, the Father comes and makes you elevated. Those who make effort well become kings and queens, whereas those who don't make any effort become poor ones. Because it is not in their fortune, they are unable to make effort. Some make their fortune very good. Each one of you can examine yourself. What service do I do? Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Become Rup and Basant, and let jewels constantly emerge from your lips. Become very, very sweet. Never let stones, bad words, emerge from your lips. 2. Become clever in this knowledge and yoga, and benefit yourself and others. Make effort to make your fortune elevated. Become a stick for the blind. Blessing. May you wear a tilak of the awareness of three things and become completely victorious. Awareness of oneself, awareness of the Father, and awareness of this knowledge of the drama. The expansion of all of this knowledge is merged in the awareness of these three things. They are the three types of awareness of the tree of knowledge. A tree is at first a seed, and then two leaves grow from that seed, and the expansion of the tree then takes place. In the same way, the main thing is to have awareness of the Father, the seed, and then of the two leaves, which is all of this knowledge of souls and the drama. Those who imbibe the awareness of these three things receive the blessing of being embodiments of remembrance, and they become completely victorious. Slogan: keep your attainments constantly in front of you, and all your weaknesses will easily finish. Abhyakt signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. At the confluence age, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris cannot be alone. Simply experience the Father's company and your combined form. Do not think, the Father is mine anyway, he is with me. No, let there be the practical experience of his company. Then any attack of Maya will not be an attack, and Maya will be defeated. Simply don't be afraid, no matter what has happened. Have courage and remain aware of the Father's company, and victory will then be your birthright. Om Shanti.